Well, hello out there, podcast world, and welcome to another episode of AP Empowers, coming to you on this terrific Tuesday. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I just have been missing you guys, so I decided to get on today to pour into you, to encourage you. Got a couple of things that, of course, I would like to discuss with you guys today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget, if you're enjoying this podcast, please share it with your friends. Share it on social media. You can just copy the link and share it if you're listening to it right now. Or you can go to Podbean and look me up. Again, this is Angela Pride, and this is AP Empowers. I come to you weekly, at least, and try to send you guys some encouraging, some empowerment tools and tips and things just to get you going. And like I said, this week I've got a lot to talk to you guys about. I've been missing you guys, and I hadn't been to you, it seems like, in a minute. But anyway, but I guess that's because I've been doing 3 and 4 podcasts a week, and then I kind of dwindled off a little bit. I've been busy. I've got a graduate in the house, and getting to this graduation for me and my family is just super exciting. My son is going on to the second chapter in his life. He's done with the primary education. He's going on for some secondary education, and we're just super excited. But it is a lot to deal with. It's a lot going on, and we're just excited. But as a mom, of course, I'm doing so much. I am having to get some things together and orchestrate things. I just sent out announcements probably about a couple of weeks ago, and I know I was a little tardy for the party on that one, but you know, life happens. And those that are intrigued about celebrating him, follow me on social media anyway. And so you guys probably already knew that he was graduating, and you are hopefully just as excited, or a little bit excited, probably not as excited as me and his father. But anywho, enough about my son. But that's really what's been keeping me bogged down, along with business and just doing some other things. It's you know, it's summertime, so getting geared up for the rest of the family. That is going to be a podcast that's coming up, just trying to encourage parents out there, especially working parents, on, you know, how to coordinate your days for your children. You cannot just leave your children home and think that they're going to do the necessary things without that proper parenting, without that proper instruction and things like that. So that podcast is coming to you very soon. But in the meantime, in between time, did you guys, you know, we're headed into the NBA finals. I am definitely an NBA girl. And so just been super excited with these last 4 teams. It's, you know, it's kind of come down to the wire. I mean, Toronto got a little spark there. You know, everybody was talking about they were going to get swept, and they didn't. They came back and won a couple of games. But the Cleveland Cavaliers did pull it out. So, you know, kudos to them. And in this Warrior Oklahoma City series, my. I mean, you know, to come back from being down 3-1, you know, again, only the 10th time it's been done. So, you know, those guys had tons of determination and belief in themselves, and just that will to just never quit. And that is what it's about. That's what life is about. It's not just basketball games. You know, yeah, we're watching basketball games and we get excited, but you have to have that same excitement, that same tenacity when it comes to your life and what you're doing and your business and your kids and your marriage. And you know, so whatever it is, you got to have that determination that we're winning because we're not going to give up. We're winning because we're going to fight until, you know, the last second. We're winning because we are going to keep going, you know. So I just really love that. Those guys, you know, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Green, you know, and then, of course, the coach, you know, Steve Kerr, done an awesome job. And, you know, those guys are headed to the finals again and hoping to get a repeat on that championship. Again, I don't have a dog in the fight. I am a diehard Celtic fan, but I love nothing more than some interesting basketball. So this has definitely been interesting, to say the least. Everybody's anticipating this matchup between Kyrie Irving and Steph Curry and LeBron and, you know, those guys. So, you know, I'll be watching, and I will definitely, you know, give you guys my perspective on what's going on. So may the best team win, and may those that not give up and not get defeated mentally, you know, come out on top, right? So anyway, but again, similar to life, you know, just wanting to encourage you. Last week, there was a lot of hoopla about millennials and millennials staying home now, and or, you know, more of them are at home with their parents or roommating with someone. And, you know, whether the debate was, you know, why are they doing this? Are they, you know, being smart and, you know, trying to save their money, or are they just turn it into that freeload sort of generation? And again, the jury's definitely still out. You know, with me having some millennials, though, I just had to weigh in, because, you know, with graduation and vacationing and summer coming up, you know, we did some spring cleaning a couple of weeks ago, me and my family, just out in the yard. I live on a little over an acre of land, and so I've got trees everywhere. And when I first purchased my home, I you know, just thought those trees were just so beautiful. But we are so busy that we, you know, do very little to maintain the things around. You know, you're not going to pull up to my house and see some wonderful landscape. And you know, again, I hope that, you know, you don't judge me for that. But again, we're super busy. We're always traveling. We're always doing something with our kids. So we do not spend a lot of time in the yard grooming and landscaping and those things. And some people may say, you know, hey, you could pay somebody to do it. But anyway, I'm not even going to get into that. I just feel like my money is better invested in some of the things that we're doing, in an extra mini vacation, in my kids and in their extracurricular activities and those sorts of things. But anyway, long story short, I said all that to say that we were doing some yard work. And I just, you know, was really, really, really appreciative of my father. Because my father, if he taught me nothing else, and my father was not the most educated man, loved my dad dearly, miss him so much, and really appreciate a lot of the wisdom that he implanted in me while he was, you know, here on earth. But anyway, I just really, you know, was appreciative of him, because in working with my millennials, you know, and the article kind of talked about, there's been several articles published about millennials and their work ethic and what they do and this, that, and the other. And so, again, I'm not really trying to debate, but just from my experience with several millennials, even in the business sector, I do think, you know, to their credit, a lot of times, oftentimes, they are more apt to attempt to work smart and not hard. And there's nothing wrong with that. But my problem with the millennials is the plan B. So if that smart method that you have in your mind doesn't work, what happens? And I'm going to just share with you a little bit. Again, we're working in the yard, and again, I've got a few millennials in the house. And so, you know, it's a matter of, are you going to rake or are you going to blow? You know, and then again, I just stated to you guys, I've got tons of trees and tons of growth and things like that around my yard, over my land. And so, you know, it's like, hey, go rake the leaves up, you know, in a pile and do this and that. Well, of course, my millennials are, well, I'll just use the blower. I'll just blow it, because why rake when we have a blower, right? Well, there's a lot of reasons why you would rake instead of blowing. But anyway, so I just noticed, and I've noticed this, like I said, not just with my kids, but just in millennials that I've worked with. A lot of times they're plan B. So what happened was, it was a matter of raking and blowing. And I took the time, probably took me about 5 to 7 minutes to blow up what a 10-minute debate about, no, not blow up, rake up. Because I'm a raker, because I had to rake. When you grew up in my dad's house, there were no, I mean, I washed dishes. We had a dishwasher, and I never used it. Didn't know how to use a dishwasher in my dad's house, because my dad felt that that machine was definitely not going to get those dishes as clean as your hands will. And so I washed dishes every night from probably 12 to 16, or actually probably 18, because that was when I left home. But anyway, so that's the school that I come from. But again, I can appreciate it because now I know how to work. And I think with our millennials, with them being in such a technology age and with things being so smart, with you having smart devices, it really does have the tendency to make us dumb. If you're just being honest, like, so again, to rake or to blow. So you're sitting there and you're trying to think, you know, you're trying to be, you know, of course, creative and not exude as much energy in doing something. So yeah, blow it. But at the same time, you've got to look at your space. You've got to look at the amount of things you're trying to blow. You've got to look at how the blower actually works. And in most cases, blowers work when you've got a lot of space, when you've got a lot of room. And the area that we were talking about raking or blowing was a small area. And so I ended up raking that area in about 7 minutes, maybe, give or take. And it was kind of like, oh, well, I was just going to blow it. But so by the time you go and plug the blower up, go get it, try to figure out how you're going to get into this small space, I was just frustrated. So my thing was, what if we didn't have a blower? What would you do then? And so, of course, you know, my kids, oh, we will, but we do. You know, one of them even said, well, it's not my fault that, you know, we have things that you didn't have, or we have access to things that you didn't have access to. And, you know, this is true. And like I said, no shot at millennials, but I just want to encourage the millennials out there. If you have a millennial, please allow them to listen to this message, because they're not necessarily my target market. They're not my target audience. They don't really, you know, call Coach Pride and say, hey, come and speak to our millennial group all the time. Even though I do mentor millennials and things like that, I have a lot of mentees that are millennials. But anyway, they're not doing the hiring in most cases. But my thing is, what is your plan B? How are you? What if the blower doesn't work? What do you do when your smart device stops? How do you maneuver yourself when things fail? Because a lot of times, again, what I'm noticing with millennials is that they just have that plan A. And so if you just have a plan A, then you're going to kind of be stooped, or you're going to kind of be stuck when it comes to your plan A not necessarily working. And so that's the encouragement part of it. You know, we've got to get better with what we're doing. We've got to get better with just teaching and guiding, not necessarily coming down on our millennials and telling them that everything that they're doing is wrong. Because again, I'm all for working smart and not hard. Trust me, I really am. I really hated washing dishes, but the lesson in me washing dishes every night was, again, it taught me how to do it. It taught me that work ethic. It taught me that my hands weren't going to fall off, even though I felt like they were. And it taught me to go that extra mile. And I just don't want our millennials to be stumped because they rarely want to go the extra mile, because they feel like, oh, well, this is smarter to do it this way than to do it that way. So, you know, that's my thing with the debate about whether millennials are doing this. And they talked about them living at home, and more so than them getting their own place. And coming from a person who had her own place when she was 18, I definitely don't feel like my 18-year-old is ready for his own place. And I don't even feel like my 20-year-old is ready for her own place. But with that being said, that's okay. They don't necessarily have to be, because I do feel like part of the reason that millennials are the way they are is because of the Generation Xers like myself and the baby boomers like some of you guys. We want better for our children than we had, and there's nothing wrong with that. We want, you know, I did start working at 15, and I didn't want my kids to have to start working at 15, because I realized, of course, after the fact, that working at 15 was a distraction for me. It took me away from, when I got a taste of that money, it was just like, hey, you know, it is what it is. So I'm going to get this money, and I'm going to be able to get some of the things that I want, and so on and so forth. So a lot of it we have to take some accountability for, and we have to take responsibility that we are enabling millennials to be who they are. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but we also have to step in and be parents and be mentors and help them and show them what the benefits of hard work are, and how to get to that hard work, and how to use their smart work in combination with hard work to be better. And again, that's on us. That's on the generations before the millennials. That's on us. Again, you know, own it, take ownership. If your kids are still at home, if they came back home, if they went off and they came back because you allowed them to come back. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but what I'm saying is, put them on a program, put them on a system to where they can know that you cannot stay here forever. I've done my job with you. I've gotten you off. I've gotten you to school or whatever the case may be. And now I want you to go off and live a prosperous life. Because, you know, everybody's saying to me now, of course, with my son graduating, what are you going to do? And, you know, you're almost to your empty nest. And I'm super excited about that, even though people are like, I don't know what you're not going to be excited after. No, I'm raising my kids. We are raising our kids to go off and to be productive citizens in this world and to be prosperous and to do better than us. And so with that being said, you know, I go back to my comment that I just made about a lot of it is on us because we want better for our kids. So me telling my kids, no, you can't work at 15, your job is school, was, you know, again, better than my parents really told me. And I feel like they have a greater chance than I had. You know, again, nothing against my parents and how they did it, because everybody does it the way that they feel best. But at the same time, we can't be mad at the millennials because we're wanting them to have a better life. But again, what we can do is take some ownership and try to share some of the responsibility for, you know, I don't think that they're lazy. I just think that they do have it a little bit easier than we had it. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we need to celebrate that. We need to actually embrace that and learn from some of this smart thinking that they actually have because of technology. We need to learn from it. I'm happy that, you know, I'm around people who encourage, you know, technology. Even if you're of a different generation, you need to learn it. You need to be a part of it. And especially for someone like myself and a lot of you guys who are entrepreneurs, sometimes when you start your own business, there is no team. There is just you. So if you're not familiar with social media, or if you're not knowing what's going on with the latest technology, guess what? You're behind, and some millennial or someone else is passing you by because you won't take the time to empower yourself. And remember, this podcast is all about empowerment, encouragement, and inspiration, right? So you need to find your inspiration, whether it be from a millennial, whether it be from another business owner, whether it be from your mentor, whoever. Find your motivation, find your inspiration, and go get what God has for you. Okay? So I just really thought that millennial conversation, it was an interesting conversation, and I enjoy having it. I'm actually going to be talking about it on the radio today. I am on the radio, for those of you who don't know, via TuneIn. If you're not local here in the upstate, you can get the Angie P. Superwoman Show every Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. It's on WXRU 107.9 FM. And it is a great show. I'm actually hoping that some millennials are going to join me today. I've talked to a few, hoping that they'll join me today and, you know, weigh in on some of the stuff that people are saying about them. Because trust me, they definitely have a voice. And I know a lot of powerful millennials. So I'm hoping I'll get some great conversation going today. And I hope that you will tune in today. Again, that's WXRU 107.9 FM. If you're here in the upstate, in particular, that Piedmont area. But if you're not, you can get us via TuneIn.com. Go ahead and download the app now so that you can go ahead and, you know, whether you're in your car, in your office, or whatever, you can just hook your smart device on and tune in to Angie P's Superwoman Show. And again, I'm going to be talking about that among other things today on the show. So again, super excited about that. Super excited about these graduates that are graduating from high school, from college, from elementary school, from middle school. You know, it's always about that next level. I am so excited about that next level, whatever it may be for you, you know, and your family, your kids. But let's encourage these graduates. Let's push them to be better. Let's push them to do more. Let's push them to just go get it, basically. You know, that is what AP Empower stands for. I want you to go get it. I want you to just do it. I want you to figure out whatever tools you need, whatever resources you need, grab them, and then just do it. So, because that's what it's about. It's not about talking about it. It's about being about it. And so as these graduates walk across the stage, as the valedictorians give their speeches, you know, as, you know, just all of the influences come in, I hope that we all allow these speeches and this encouragement to resonate within us, because it's not just about the graduates. It's about that village. It's about that team that's surrounding the graduates. So they're in the position that they're in because of a lot of you. And so pat yourself on the back as well, because again, these are major accomplishments for these young people, and not necessarily young people. There are many going back to college and getting ready to walk and do things this month and next month. So just excited about that, but also excited about the millennials and their perspective and what the things that they are doing. I met some millennials, was it like 3 weeks ago? And ended up sitting down with one of them, and I'm talking about this guy's just on fire and full of ideas. And by the time the end of our conversation, he's a true connector. I'm gonna do a podcast about connectors as well, because shout out to those who are true connectors. I am trying to get better, but this guy was a true connector. And by the time, you know, we left our meeting, he was texting me the remainder of the day different people he felt like I needed to get in contact with, different people he felt like I needed to talk to, I needed to meet, you know, different events that were going on that I had no clue about that's going on right here in my state. And so those are the type of people. But again, this guy's millennial. He's a business owner. He's looking at about two or three different business ideas right now that I feel like could definitely be thriving, you know, just with a little bit of effort. And again, he had logos, he had URLs and things like that. So I'm just super excited about what the millennials are going to do, because trust me, they're definitely pushing Coach with Pride. My business is growing leaps and bounds because I am surrounded by millennials, because I'm drawing from them. I'm pulling from them. I'm finding motivation from them. So this is in no way a talk against millennials. It's just a matter of, you know, are we going to encourage them and are we going to keep pushing them to be better? Because they have a lot of great resources and they have a lot of great tools, but a lot of times they are missing that hard work piece. The work that has to go into some of this stuff. Everything is not going to just be instant. Everything is not going to just be overnight. Some of it is definitely, most of it is going to definitely be some blood, some sweat, some tears, some sleepless nights, some 60 hours, 70 hour weeks and things like that. So with the encouragement though, with our encouragement, with someone like myself, you know, with the generation, the baby boomer generation, they can only get better. They will only get better. And so, again, that's what I wanted to do today with you guys, was encourage us to unite instead of trying to pit one another against each other. We need to unite. You know, imagine what your business could do if you had a millennial that is very familiar with marketing, very familiar with technology, with social media. Imagine the things that you could do. And just think about it. And then start trying to put yourself in positions. If you have a child, that child probably has a friend, even if your child isn't as creative, or your child may not be their thing. But I bet you they got a friend that it's their thing and it could be great. So again, I've got to get ready to get out of here. I got a lot of other things to do. I've got a lot of other I's to dot and T's to cross. Because I am really, really, really excited about my upcoming vacation. I am taking a mini break before we send my son off to school. And I'm going to just try to just release and revive and rejuvenate myself so that I can hit the summer running with my other kids and the things that they're going to have going on. Because trust me, we're going to be busy, busy, busy. We're going to be doing camps and we're going to be, you know, staying active, definitely. So if you don't have anything to do, trust me, you need to contact me ASAP. My contact information, you can get me at info@coachwithpride.com. If you would like to know more, if you would like to hear about my business coaching, my business training, if you feel like you need an accountability partner, feel free to reach out to me. And as I stated earlier, feel free to share this podcast. Share it with someone that you feel like it can pour into them. I'm doing a lot of things, guys. I've got a lot of irons in the fire, but again, that keeps me motivated. It keeps me going. And it keeps me pushing, because I want to be a better AP than I was yesterday. That's what I strive for. Whether it's AP, whether it's Angie P, whether it's Angela, it's all one and the same. Whether it's Coach with Pride, we're just working to make this thing beneficial to those who are coming in contact with us. We've got a lot of things going on. And you guys will be hearing a lot more. But again, remember my radio show every Tuesday. You can get it via TuneIn.com. Go to TuneIn.com, download the app, and then just type in our call letters, which are WXRU 107.9 FM. I am there every Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Super excited about my incoming sponsors. Got a couple of new sponsors coming up, so you guys will be hearing more about them. You'll be hearing some interviews from them. So just got a lot of things going on. I hope you are, you know, preparing again for a great summer, but I've got some programs that I would love to implement in your life to help you be more productive this summer and not just focus so much on vacationing, although vacationing is good, but being productive this summer is also good, and you could be productive at the same time while having some fun and things like that. Also, don't forget, if you've got a graduate, if you've got a young lady or a young man that you want to send off and empower, I do have a line of stun guns that I offer. And so if you will go onto my social media, you guys can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Coach Pride, Angela Pride, those things. So find me there, and I will be glad to equip you with that proper things, especially when you're going off talking about young ladies going off to school. You want them to be empowered. We don't want to create victims, and we want young women to be aware. And so that's part of my self-defense piece. That I'm using every element that I can to empower you ladies out there. So I hope you guys are appreciative of what I've got going on. Be sure to give me some feedback. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you enjoy this podcast. And again, if you are enjoying it, don't just keep it to yourself. Share it with someone else. This is Angie P. This is AP. This is Angela Pride signing off with you guys today. And I hope to speak with you very, very soon. Thank y'all so much. Be blessed.